Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Spread the word on 93.3 The Planet.
When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away.
Fly away in the morning when I die. Hallelujah, by and by.
I should have sang this one. You know who that is singing, Paige? How dare you? Jeff, do you know?
I don't know.
That's because it's a country band.
It's a country band named after a state?
Alabama.
Ah. I was waiting for you to guess Chicago, oddly enough.
Connecticut? The band? Boston?
Is that Vermont?
Kansas.
I love Vermont. Of course, Jeff would know it. Oh, you know what we need to do?
What?
Polls on what we were going to do. We'll give away the Hellstorm tickets we were going to do here. In fact, we could just do it here. We could combine them. What if we get people to call in and they could... We do the Jeff Lewis Neal Southern Culture Pop Quiz.
Okay.
And then what? Because we have a special guest that is going to be going against Jeff. And then that way, they could each... Okay. 1-800-774-0093. Follow me on this. 1-800-774-0093. Jeff, we're going to tell them that they're going to... Pick a side in the Jeff Lewis Neal Southern Culture Trivia Contest.
All right. You want two callers?
Yeah.
All right.
See, because Jeff the other day thought he didn't know Uncle Jesse's name on the Dukes of Hazzard. He called him Uncle Jessup. Then when it came to the General Lee, he thought it was called the Confederate.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't know who Howard Sprague was from the Andy Griffith Show.
Nope.
So many different things that he didn't know. And he's from the South. And here's the other thing. He thought that we gave him some Civil War trivia, which if you're from down here, by God, you should know it.
Especially if your daddy taught the subject.
His dad, the great Coach Jeff Neal, taught Civil War history. He's a school teacher. He was my football coach and also a school teacher. And he taught Civil War. And Jeff thought that the Confederacy wore khaki uniforms or taupe. Take him to the Mason-Dixon line right now and set him off and tell him he can't come back. Talking about Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna quiz Jeff, and the winner, Jeff, tell him they'll get tickets to see Hellstorm on April 20th, Spartanburg Memorial Auditorium, and meet and greet passes for the sound check party.
All right.
Cool. No registration for it. They're in it. They
right.
get tickets to the show and also tickets... to the soundcheck meet and greet party presented by 93.3 The Planet Rocks and O'Matthew Music, making singers' dreams come true.
So, we're giving Jeff a quiz.
Yeah. And Jeff, do you have contestants?
I do.
All right, let's bring them up real quick, Flobo.
Sure.
Who do we have?
P1 Cody with the K's in Gastonia.
Cody, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Who would you like to be paired with, Jeff Lewis Neal or the mystery guest opponent?
I'll take JLN.
Okay.
Because he rocked.
Thank you.
What did you think of the singing? Who was better?
I'm gonna be honest, man. I liked your new host.
I did,
I
liked too.
It. I thought you were great.
I thought
I
was
your best
awesome.
Performance ever.
Better than fancy.
Thank you, Cody. and then we have P1 Wildman 764 in Spartanburg. Good morning.
Good morning. What's up, guys?
We're getting ready to do the Jeff Lewis Neal Southern Culture Pop Quiz to see how much, in fact, he does or does not know about the South. You're going to be paired with the mystery opponent.
All righty.
All right. We'll throw you on hold. Hold on. I noticed Fatboy and Paige looking around like, who's the mystery opponent?
Who's the mystery opponent? Should I go let him in?
Yeah, let him in.
Okay. Well, I have no idea.
Oh, it turns out he's already here.
Yeah, he is.
His name is Fatboy.
Fatboy, also,
when he put up the podcast last week, to make fun of Jeff.
Making fun of Jeff for not knowing anything about the South.
Fatboy puts the segment about Jeff not knowing the South and Dukes of Hazzard and all this, and he said, do you know who's in the pick below? It was Luke Duke and Jeff dressed as Daisy Duke. It says, of course you do, but Jeff didn't know that both of the Duke brothers, Jeff didn't know both of the Duke brothers or who their uncle was. This is a crime punishable by termination, right? They were cousins, Dillweed.
They're not brothers.
No! You didn't watch either.
I get more channels than CMT. I apologize.
Well, that means that you're now going to participate. We're going to see who knows the most about the South.
Fatboy hates the South. He's a Southern traitor.
When you saw that, were you just like mad throwing stuff?
I screenshot it and sent it to 9. And I wanted to, just because I'm such a anal kind of person, both, you know, work ethic and sexually speaking, mm-hmm. I said, I want to go in and fix it. But I said, No, I'm not. I'll just wait and bust his butt good on the radio.
Is old school TNN still on the air?
Crooked Chase or not?
Can you talk without laughing?
No, he can't.
You'd be a horrible stand-up comic. He'd laugh through your punchline. All right. What we're going to do is 9 and I are going to bounce back and forth asking the questions. If you know the answer, scream your name. The first person to get how many points? 5?
I guess so.
Best of 5?
Maybe best of 5 would be better for time purposes. And all that. Coming up with good questions.
Okay.
Having good questions.
We got P1 Cody with a K from Gastonia with Jeff. The reason we're doing this game. And then P1 Wildman 764 from Spartanburg is paired with Fatboy, who too doesn't know very much about the South.
We'll see.
Things you should know. Things about Andy Griffith and Dukes of Hazzard and all kinds of stuff. What are you Googling over there?
I'm posting third hour.
Oh, go ahead. You need to pause for a moment?
Good.
Okay. All right. Scream your name if you know the answer. 9, do you want me to start or do you want to start?
You can go first.
All right, here we go. Everybody knows in the South for breakfast we eat grits, but there is a clothing line that is also called grits. It's an acronym. What does it stand for? I heard Fatboy first.
Fatboy was first.
I see this on cars still. Girls raised in the South.
Correct. Give him a ding.
Give me a ding.
Fatboy on the board with 1.
Give you 1 ding.
Girls raised in the South. Paige, did you know that?
Yeah.
Okay.
You didn't know that.
You know none.
No, we know nothing at all.
All right. Fatboy now leading 1 to Jeff's nothing.
I only need 1 more, right? And I win.
Well, we're going to do best of 5, I think, depending on time.
Let's do best of 1.
You just sit back and
you slow it down.
Let us handle all the stuff associated with it. All right, Jimmy Jack Jackie, cut him up 1 time.
Okay, I got 1 for you.
All right.
Some of mine are a little harder. I'm going to start off with just a real easy one.
What about the question?
What type of barbecue sauce is associated with South Carolina?
Ooh. Oh, my God. You're both fired.
Lewis.
Jeff?
Southern Home.
What?
That's
a show. No. A Southern Home and Garden show.
Let me clarify. What type of barbecue sauce is associated with South Carolina? There's various different types of sauce.
You just named the Bilo generic version, right?
I know Greg Jones is going to kill me.
Hickory? Hickory smoke?
Incorrect.
Man, I know that North Carolina is mustard based.
You're on the right track.
Can't correct you.
Man, I'm going to say South Carolina is a fat boy. Is it vinegar based?
No, you dummy.
God.
North Carolina's vinegar based. South Carolina's mustard.
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 Right here. There's a clue. JR's main event mustard.
Right from Oklahoma.
Why do you think I wanted that kind? That's the brand. That's the where it's done.
Yeah. Is Junior's on it?
Golly. Mark Hendricks is more Southern than y'all are, and he's from Mars.
He is.
All right, here we go. Question three in the Jeff Lewis Nail versus Fat Boys Southern Culture Pop Quiz. Question number three. Where was the first shot fired in the Civil War? Where was the first shot fired? Fat Boy.
If I remember right, I'm going to say Fort Sumter.
Dang it, boy.
Wow.
That's good.
Wow.
That's good.
Very nice. Jeff, your daddy's going to kill you. Like he
what?
He taught Civil War.
So?
He thought the South wore khaki pants and or khaki uniforms, and you didn't even know where the first shot was
he
fired.
He also wanted me to go to reenactments, too, and that was boring as hell.
It's the only thing I remember from Mr. Black's history class.
Okay.
Yeah.
Already won, didn't I?
No, you didn't.
We're not done. You have two to Jeff's nothing.
Yeah, but we got all these questions prepared, and somebody's going to answer them, damn it.
That's right. Put the work in, by God. Somebody's going to answer them.
I thought it was two out of three falls.
No.
And already wrapped it up.
All right, nine.
Yes.
Your question.
Hank Williams hails from what Alabama city?
Fat boy?
Oh,
my God. I think. Is it Montgomery?
I was going to say the same thing. You were going to say Mobile. You were going to say Dothan, Alabama. I want to keep going. You were going to say Dothan, Alabama. Can we keep going? We'll keep going. We'll do one more.
Back to grits. Because grits, I mean, when you think of the South, you think of grits. I do. I'm hungry right now.
I love grits, man.
In the South, we are known to eat this colorful gravy on top of our grits. Name that gravy.
Lewis.
Jeff?
Country gravy?
Fat boy.
What's colorful about country gravy?
Fat boy.
There's a specific way you make it.
Fat boy?
Would it by chance be red eye gravy?
It is red eye gravy.
What the hell?
He just freaking just swept you.
Give him the other specific way you make it.
Give him the other question. Let Fat Boy sweep this whole
Southern
way.
Home.
Can Jeff try to redeem himself if Fat Boy don't know the answer to some?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. I had three Dang questions that I can run through real quick. This Southern state is known as the Iodine State.
Oh.
Is it Mississippi?
No.
Damn.
Jeff?
Georgia?
South Carolina.
God.
I've seen the iodine.
What was the state bird of South Carolina?
Carolina wren.
Okay, well, finally.
State flower?
Don't know the state
Yellow
flower.
Jasmine.
Yeah.
Fat boy. All right, I'll do this one. Which Confederate general famously got lost in the woods in Canada? Led his men around in the woods of Canada, lost as hell for like months.
Oh, God. General, I don't know.
Neither do I.
General Wade Hampton.
Jeff.
Oh, Jeff, what? You should know it's Wade Hampton.
You should have been on my ass. I want your diploma back. You got to give it back.
Did they tell you guys about Wade Hampton while you were there?
Yes.
They didn't give a damn.
Jeff thinks that's the guy who invented the highway.
They just had his picture up in the principal's
office.
He's
the guy who paved the boulevard from here to Greer, I think, right?
Did it himself.
Golly, bummers.
Guys, he left the Civil War and made his own road.
This lady, yeah, do that one too. All one right. more.
Yeah, do yours.
Fat Boy's already won, by the way.
Yeah, he's already won.
This lady, for about 40 years, never took the tag off her hat. Who was she? She never took the
hat. Oh,
Paige
dang
knows.
It. I know it, man.
She's from went to high school with her.
That's right.
It was the lady from Hee Haw.
That's not an acceptable answer.
Oh,
answer.
Yeah, it is. Come on. She was old.
Not an acceptable answer.
She was old.
She was an older gal.
Yeah.
Older broad.
Think of
ugliest thing.
Think of oysters.
What a sweet gal.
Minnie Pearl.
Yeah.
It was a little oyster, Minnie Pearl.
A hell of a good cook.
Dang. All right.
Roll them up.
Nine, do the last one.
All right. This one's more in Fat Boy's wheelhouse, but hell, Jeff ought to know it too. Every Southern man knows the answer to this if they're worth their salt. What college did Georgia Tech famously beat 222-0 in 1916 football game?
I ain't gonna answer.
Oh, really? Dang, I
Jeff,
don't
know. Jeff, you
want to
answer?
I don't know it.
Fat boy, go for it.
I don't want to answer.
Oh, is it Clemson?
No.
Oh,
man. We need a guess.
Dude, I'm blanking for real.
Well, I know you are.
You're
blanking out the
bed. You already won, damn.
Go wipe. Just take a guess.
I almost say South Carolina.
No.
Nine, the answer?
Cumberland College.
Cumberland College.
Tennessee. Oh, God.
You know, everybody talked about forever that game, that time Georgia Tech beat that team 222-0.
That means...
I thought Jeff would know he's got the abbreviation written down.
The only thing Jeff knows how to do is sing love songs. But hey, the winner of the Jeff Lewis Neal Southern Culture Pop Quiz is Fat Boy, which means the P1 Wildman 764. You did it!
Yeah!
You did it! Congratulations.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, you really want to go to this show? I mean, because if you don't, there's a zillion people texting that really want to go and go, you know, the meet and greet and everything with Hellstorm.
Yeah, I want to go.
Okay, by God. Then we're going to make it happen. Stink Martindale, tell Wildman what he won.
Well, congratulations, man. You just won tickets. You're going to go see Hellstorm live at Spartanburg Memorial Auditorium 420. Plus, you get soundcheck, meet and greet pass.
Yeah!
You won tickets!
Congratulations, Wild Man. All right, hold on a minute. Jeff, I'll try to take your information down.
Hey, that's messed up, Jeff, because you got that nice Cumberland College tattoo on your back. So it'll be better when you get it finished and get Berlin College put on.
We're going to take a break and be back right on that. Yes, sir.
Rise, guys. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Rise Guys Headlines locked and loaded by Palmetto State Armory. After 27 seasons, Smithers finally came out of the closet on The Simpsons last night. There's been a running joke for years about how he's been in love with Mr. Burns, so it wasn't a huge surprise or anything like that.
No, everybody knew.
Are they hurting right now? I don't know what the ratings are for that, but that seems like something that's kind of a... You know what I'm saying? Like, why do that now?
What kind of
message are they trying to send out?
I guess just to make it official. I mean, that's one of those things that everybody's known about for a long time, or at least suspected, because it was the 90s when Smithers was going out like to Arizona somewhere trying to put on a Malibu Stacy, which, you know, Barbie doll, like, live-action musical production.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this has been like an ongoing underlying theme for years. I think just because they're getting near the end of the run, they're just trying to tie up some of them loose ends. But yeah, he is. There you go. Now he officially is.
Yeah, he gay.
Didn't they have to do it now? It's like there's no way that could have came out in the 90s. Would have killed the show.
No, I think that's when the time it would have came out, the late 90s, when the whole Ellen thing was going down and all, you know, all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
She should have came out again on their show as a cartoon.
Ellen, yeah, there you go. Double come out.
I'm Ellen. I'm gay.
Double closet.
According to this, the guy who wrote the episode says he came up with the idea a couple years ago because his son is gay and he felt like it was one way to show how much he loved his son.
Yeah. To allow a cartoon character to come out. Okay. But no, congratulations. To Mr. Congratulations to a fictional character.
Congratulations, Waylon Smithers.
Yeah.
Why are you mad, Smithers? I got burns on my ass again.
Lord have mercy.
Well, in Los Angeles, Guns N' Roses performed a surprise warm-up gig at the Troubadour in West Hollywood on Friday night. It was the first time they'd played together publicly in more than 22 years. So Axl Rose, Slash, McKagan, and Dizzy Reed, guitarist Richard Fortus, and drummer Frank Furrer.
Who is that? I never heard those other guys. Are they just replacement Guns N' Roses people?
Those are the people who played.
Because Matt Sorum, what happened to him? Did you mention him? What happened to Matt Sorum?
Well, and I heard that Steven Adler will be coming back too, you know, maybe on the tour, but these are the people that played at the Troubadour.
Oh.
Where's Izzy?
Is he here? Is he not here?
Yeah.
That is the question.
So they did 17 songs, and people agree that they sounded pretty good, and there was a lot of celebrities in the audience, like Jim Carrey, Nicolas Cage, Chris Brown, Lenny Kravitz.
Chris Brown?
Yep. Bradley Cooper was there.
You think Lenny Kravitz tried to worm his way on stage and play a couple bars, some riffs?
I don't know.
Isn't that what happened when musicians hang out with each other? They're like, Lenny, come on. He's like, oh, man, I'm drinking, guys. I can't. Okay, give me my guitar.
It is true. Benton Blunt dragged me and Nine on stage that time.
Yeah.
Also, they announced their tour and confirmed that they will be at the Georgia Dome in Atlanta July 27th.
In where, Paige?
Atlanta.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Well, no, it's not. Don't apologize to me.
Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Do they all hang out? Like, are they going, there's American Sniper. Hanging out with Lenny Kravitz.
No.
Let's go say hey.
Yeah, probably not.
Do you know his mama was Helen Willis? Yeah. I must say that every time we mention Lenny Kravitz.
Of course.
His dad's an old white guy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, allegedly. But not Tom Willis.
Didn't he have a daughter with Lisa Bonet?
Yeah, Zoe.
Yeah.
Boy, she's good looking, too.
She's naked, too.
Well, that's why she's good looking.
She gets that from her daddy. He's always naked, too.
And good looking.
Always running around naked and good looking.
He was accidentally naked about a year ago when his pants ripped.
That's right. We saw Lenny's Kravitz. Do we have audio of them performing together, or is it not available anywhere? I'm curious to see how it sounded.
Yeah.
People were saying it was good, but,
yeah.
It's the beginning of the tour.
People say a lot of things are good when they aren't.
Yeah, I know. Paid critics.
There's a montage of, somebody put a montage of the set together.
Let's listen to a little bit of that.
Yeah, listen, I want to hear. Maybe it's good. Hope it's good.
Cell phone quality, you know. I don't know. Does that sound good?
The band sounds fine.
The band sounds great.
Band sounds just fine. Ain't nothing wrong with the band.
You sound like he's had a few Xannies.
I think they need to look into Brian Johnson singing for them.
I know they're going to swap him. He's, you know, Axl's saving all his good stuff for the Voltage.
He ain't got nothing left.
I don't, man.
Yeah, I don't want to see it.
Like, if he can't sing good there, he ain't sing good anywhere recently, he can't sing good anymore. And take it from someone who can't sing. I know
that's
when
true.
Someone can't sing.
You just lost your title to Jeff.
I know.
Why can't they put George Strait in AC/DC? You know, mix it up a little.
You don't move around enough for them. He just stands there.
He does.
All he has to do is stand there and sing with them tight britches on.
Well, Dusty.
He needs to take some dancing lessons from Nine.
Right. Nine's going to be on So You Think You Can Dance, but obviously you can't. It's a new show coming out. It's called You Thought You Could Dance.
So you thought you could dance? You're stupid.
So you thought you could dance. .. Really? Jimmy.
Oh, man.
What?
Well, a guy fakes his kidnapping and only asks for $150 in ransom. This is 20-year-old Austin Kaler of Waco, Kentucky. He disappeared last week. He called his family and told them that he'd been kidnapped. And the kidnappers were demanding a ransom of $150, or they'd kill him.
Oh, Lord. That ain't enough.
Well, his family called the cops. They traced the phone, and it turned out that it was him. And he tried to run, but they caught up with him, and he admitted the whole thing. He made it up just for drug money. And maybe he just figured that if it would have been, like, millions, his family would have said, we don't have the money, just kill him. So $150, maybe.
Good Lord.
Yeah, $150. Right? Give us $150, we're going to kill this kid.
They wouldn't even, you know, start a GoFundMe or try to ask somebody for money.
But that's more reflective, like, of his own sense of self-worth or self-esteem, right? He only thought he was worth $150.
Well, he may have also known that his family wouldn't have a chance in hell of getting millions of dollars.
He might be right, too. I might think they'll just come off $150, but if it was, like, 10 grand or anything, like, big.
$150, well, bucks, they go get a title loan.
Yeah, that's what? Title loan money. You're exactly right.
Well, if they kidnap him on the 4th, they got to wait till the 15th to even ask.
They got to wait the 1st of the month. You got to stay alive for 26 more days.
If you're going to kidnap somebody from a bad neighborhood, make sure you snatch them on the 2nd, and then you can get your ransom on the 3rd when the check gets there.
Right.
Well, Austin was charged with falsely reporting an incident, disorderly conduct,
what?
Theft by deception, and fleeing the police.
Theft by deception?
Mm-hmm.
Dang. That sounds kind of cool, actually.
I hear a new charge every day. Some guy got charged with taking a picture of a girl in the shower, and it was called illegal peeping.
Illegal peeping?
Yeah.
Wait, is any kind of peeping legal?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't imagine.
Wow. That boy got charged with oral buggery this weekend. I don't know if you saw that.
Wow.
What? You're being bad, Batman. You're being bad.
Well, Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice, made about $170 million in its first week at the box office.
Yeah, apparently people read the reviews.
It dropped off 68% over the weekend. So did it make it to number one? Well, at number five, Miracles from Heaven. Anybody see that?
No.
No.
That was that's the one with Jennifer Garner, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then number four, God's Not Dead 2, new movie out.
Don't you think, that's a good movie, by the way. I'm not making fun of the movie. I think it's really good. You can see movies of faith, and all those churches can buy group tickets and make it a lot of money. But don't you think in the way that movies are done with sequels, it should have been called God's Still Not Dead?
You think so?
God's Not Dead 2.
And yep. At some point, they're going to start spending, like, I mean, they're already doing better productions on these, but at some point, because of the amount of money they're making, they're going to have to do, like, full-on productions, quit cutting corners on the productions of these movies.
Yeah.
Like, Tom Cruise,
Tom Cruise will be in one of these movies before it's over with.
Oh, yeah.
They paid to get Nicolas Cage in Left Behind, but it was still just corny as all get out.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem with the faith-based movies. They're usually just very corny.
And you also got to understand, too, the people putting these things out just see, hey, man, well, exactly, we'll sell tickets to vans full of church people. So the people making these are typically still pandering to an audience, just like they do when they make superhero movies or anything else.
Yeah,
just
everybody
trying to fill
panders.
that niche instead of just, you know, hey, let's make a really good movie about whatever.
Yeah.
Well, third place, My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2. Second place, the kids' movie, Zootopia.
It should have been My Big Fat Greek Divorce.
Yeah.
The people not think this crap out?
Yeah, probably not.
Well, the thing is, you know, the kid's getting married, but the kid's still young. And the kid don't look old enough to advance it to where they should have.
I don't know literally anything about this.
I never saw it. But you should never just name it blankety blank 2 or blankety blank 3. It should be something clever.
Yeah.
Neato Mosquito 2.
No, it should be Neater Mosquito.
Yeah, neato or Mosquito.
Or do.
Dumb and Dumberer.
Yeah.
Well, everyone ignored those bad reviews. And the number one movie in the country was indeed Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice.
Yes.
I don't think everybody ignored the bad reviews.
Oh, they were way
down.
It
had a huge drop-off. It had a way bigger drop than they expected it to have.
Yeah, 60% drop-off.
Yeah, almost 70.
Yeah, 52.4 million over the weekend, and
I mean,
up to 261 million in its second week. So people are still going to see it. They like it.
Twisted Todd's seen it 3 times already.
Hey.
For real?
Yeah.
Did I say earlier when I went to Comic-Con this weekend that there was a really hot Wonder Woman there?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, I didn't know if
heels.
I did. Oh, yeah. She's
not
like,
boots.
Okay. Well, okay, I didn't remember. Rub it in.
Jeff was talking about going to see that movie a second time, Batman vs. Superman.
You've already seen it?
I've already seen it. It was really good.
Wow.
It was really good.
I bet you with those eyeballs, it looks like you're watching it in IMAX no matter where you're watching it.
He's the only 3D. Person I've heard say it's good, so I don't know.
What did Todd say? We should have got him in to do a movie review for us. We need movie reviews to be back on the show.
Todd's like, man, it kind of sucks, but I went to see it 2 more times just to make sure I didn't like it.
Good Lord.
Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Good, I gotta
follow the Rise Guys on Twitter at 933theplanet. Tweet that. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet just rocks.
Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is 949. Again, congratulations to Jeffrey Lewis Neal, the new Rise Guys Karaoke Champion.
That's right. Thank you. Thank you. About time.
Nine, does that mean, since you said you're retiring from singing, that you will never, ever call him out for the title? Are you done? Are you like Sting? Are you retiring?
I mean, I'll sing again for fun.
Is this not goodbye, but see you later?
I don't know, man. I'm going to pull a GSP. I'm going to ramble like I don't know how to speak English, and I hope nobody thinks that, wait a minute, you're from Canada. You do know how to speak English. You're just playing dumb, so I don't talk to you anymore.
You talking about the airport?
I'm going to pull one of those moves.
Oh.
George St. Pierre.
Oh, okay. Yeah. For a minute there, I didn't follow.
No, not Greenville-Spartanburg International Airport, George St. Pierre.
Again, thank you to Jim Ross, good old JR, for the main event mustard.
Welcome there, Matt Mike.
I'm going to get some pork loin and eat that up this evening. Pork loin.
Want the main event mustard?
What the hell was that?
Jerk.
This is JR.
He's making fun of his palsy. Jeff, you shouldn't laugh at it. You have it also.
Uh-huh. And you're laughing at old Oklahoma over here.
You see me do it, will it start to, you know, flare yours up?
Probably not.
Don't get it going. He looks awful. I mean, he looks awful anyway, but like when he does that, it's even worse.
Good God, it's my main event mustard.
I'm telling you.
It hurts, man.
My mom always said she always told me if I do cross-eyed all the time, and she'd say, if you do like that, face is going to stay like that, Matthew. You're going to get cross-eyed.
Plus, it sounds nothing like Jim Ross at all.
Not at all.
Not even a little bit.
It sounds as much as I needed to sound like.
Sounds like you after you bit into a lemon. That's what it sounds like. And Jeff, congratulations again on the WrestleMania weekend.
Thank you.
This is the most I've ever congratulated you for anything.
Yes, you have.
Really, nothing in the past has needed a congratulations.
I really appreciate it.
Jeff's having a good run right now.
You're not going to say it, but I'm going to say it. I think you did well during the Triple H intro. That's all I'll say. I know you don't want to say anything, but I'll say it. You did great in the Triple H WrestleMania introduction.
Well, kayfabe, brother.
All right, whatever.
You didn't ask him if he wants a main event mustard.
Quit it. Stop. It ain't good.
Oh, God.
Tomorrow is going to be fantastic. Tomorrow, we're going to have even more tickets to Hellstorm at the Spartanburg Memorial Auditorium on 420 with meet and greet sound check passes. That'll be tomorrow. But first, this.
And now, Nine's TSL question of the day.
Which one of us was late for work this morning? Text that person's name to the Carolina Vibramil text line. 72341 is the number. That's 72341. We'll take the 93rd correct answer to be a big winner.
93-minute nonstop rock block going to kick off next with Paige. She's going to rock you at work. Get today's podcast. Go to theriseguys.com, iTunes, Slacker Radio, Xbox Live, or just text podcast at 72341. Fat Boy in tomorrow morning, 5 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind. We go live at 6. Thanks so much for listening. Have a blessed day. And tickle it, guys. It is good.
It is good. The Rise Guys Morning Show. And at 10, get set for another 93-minute rock block. Over 93 minutes of rock. Only on 93.3.
The Planet.
That is bad.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.